What does priorities mean? How much it affects our mental health and well-being? And how to identify our priorities in life? Welcome to Minutes of Fact podcast. Today, we talk about priorities. Your priorities are the things that you give the greatest importance to. It's the stuff that matters to you more than anything else in the world. Often, for most of us, it's aligned to the people, places, and bigger picture concepts or spiritual notions that are of the greatest value to us. Working through your priorities isn't about creating some sort of ranking system for the things and people in your life. It's not a competition, and there are no winners and losers. Nor is being clear about your priorities an excuse for not trying new things or just being rigidly focused on one goal. Because if you do that, then you will miss out all the surprising twists and turns that life has to offer. Very often, things will happen that might not seem in your best interest at the time. But later on, it might turn out to be just the things that you needed to take you to the next step in your journey. So I'm a firm believer in remaining aligned to your priorities, whilst also keeping an open mind and heart. In our society, we have this slightly deluded perspective that happiness should be the end goal for everything we do, as though it's some permanent state of bliss that can be achieved if we just do this one more thing or buy this one product. And I think we all know deep down inside that it doesn't make any sense. The reality is that happiness is fleeting. It's not some grand state to be achieved permanently, but instead it's something to be found in all of the little moments that make up our day-to-day lives. Even if you were to instantly have all of your current problems disappear overnight, I guarantee that you would find new ones before the month is out. Instead of constantly chasing happiness, we should be devoting our energy to becoming self-aware and being the sort of person who we want to be. And you do that by understanding what's important to you and setting your priorities accordingly. Defining your priorities involves being honest with yourself and making a list of what matters most to you. For many of us, our priorities are connected to the people we love the most, which is great. However, I want to ensure that we are all clear that your priorities cannot be at your own expense. You need to be your highest priority, because if you don't look after yourself, who will? Now, let's talk about how to make your list of priorities. First step first, reflect. Think about what's important to you and brainstorm a list, making it as long or as short as feels right to you. Then, reflect again. Read through your list and ask yourself what you might have missed. After that, review. Review each item individually and ask yourself, is this really important to me? And if so, why is it important to me? If you are not sure, reflect and reflect again. This is the time to dig deep. Don't just put something on your list for the sake of it. Really ask yourself why each item is in your list and whether it remains relevant today. And keep in mind that times change, people change, priorities change over time. So focus on now. As next step, rank. Now, look at each item on your list and ask yourself, if you didn't have this in your life anymore, how would be your life? If you couldn't imagine finding a way through life without it, then it goes towards the top of your list. If you could find a way to function but you wouldn't want to let it go, then it goes toward the bottom of your list. You don't have to rank them in order. This is not a competition. Just high, medium, and low tends to be more than enough to get a sense of importance. After that, refine. You might decide to do this step, especially if your list is long, or you might decide to skip it altogether. It's your choice. The step is to refine. Ask yourself, If you had to choose between something at the top of your list and something toward the bottom, would you? This is a chance to think through what is really, really important to you, rather than just identifying what is important. The shorter your list, the better. Next, review. Look at your list and reflect for a moment. What does your list say about who you are as a person? What does it say about the person that you want to be? Then, reconsider. Is there anything on your list that is out of alignment with who you want to be? If there is, then what do you need to do to change it? What do you need to make a priority in order to be the person who you want to be? Reconsider your list in line with who you want to be. And when it comes to material items, be ruthless. If your house were on 5, you could probably only grab 1 or 2 things. So don't have a list as long as your arm. It's just stuff. And finally, refine further. If your list is still extensive, which I could generously define as double digits, then refine, refine, and refine. If you can, give it down to no more than 5 things. Why? Because it's easier to do the next bit with a small list than juggling between 18 things. Thank you for your time and support. Check our Instagram page for daily content and affirmations. We are more active there. Don't forget to suggest me topics for the next episode. Stay safe, stay healthy, and talk to you next time.